Well, from your car to the world's newsroom, that's what the BBC calls its state-of-the-art news centre, opened earlier this year in the heart of London. And their numbers are impressive. The output on radio, television and the net is in 27 different languages and reaches 239 million people every week. Jim Egan's the chief operating officer at BBC Global News, and few people have a surer grasp on the big picture of international news.
The funding of international news coverage is changing a lot right now. Over the past 5 to 10 years, there's been considerable reductions in overseas bureau maintained by particularly the American, but also some of the European broadcast operators. Print media has gone through challenges that, you know, we all understand and are well documented. We take a view on that partly because the BBC benefits from economies of scale and scope across its domestic and international activities in maintaining the extent of our news gathering. So we have about 70 bureau around the world.
You'd have more than anyone else, wouldn't you, just about?
Well, the last time I checked, we have more than twice the number of, in the States, CBS, NBC and ABC combined. So we do, as a sort of retail broadcaster, we have more than anybody else. Rights agencies such as the AP and Reuters also have extremely big networks.
But there have been cutbacks in foreign bureaus. If you're cutting back news, it's always one of the first things to go, isn't it? It's people think, well,
many organisations have cut back. That's right. We have closed one bureau in the last few years. That was in Colombo in Sri Lanka. We've committed to maintaining our bureau everywhere else, in part because we are moving forwards and making progress and generating more commercial revenue. We are able to fund additional journalists going into some of our current bureau. We are seeking to make a competitive advantage out of the fact that the BBC has more people in more places than anyone else.
So it's an opportunity, in effect. When other news organisations and broadcasters have had to cut back, you have the opportunity to actually strengthen your brand.
That's right. We regard it as an opportunity. You know, I look around the world and see a slightly paradoxical situation that despite the year of plenty that the internet has brought along and the range of choices, both for certainly opinion, but also fact that people have, actually the quantity of well-funded, high-quality international news isn't going up. And I think it's, you know, both a commercial opportunity for the BBC to set itself apart in doing that, but it also speaks to the BBC's original enduring international sense of public service mission to be doing that on behalf of our audiences around the world.
And is that the key to the brand and hopefully from your perspective to the success of what you're doing, that's how people see the BBC?
The BBC started broadcasting 90 years ago, we look ahead to 2022, the BBC is only now starting to look ahead, having been through a very difficult and turbulent period, as you'll understand. And we're starting to think about what the role of the BBC should be when the BBC turns 100. And I think having started out, and now as the oldest international news broadcaster, our ambition is that we should be rated the best, indisputably the best, when we come to 2022.
So I would imagine that in 2022 there will still be the Al Jazeeras and possibly the CNNs and maybe other broadcasters that don't exist yet. You can imagine a Chinese broadcaster, for example, with a lot of money behind it, setting out to have an equal.
They already are.
But you want to be the best in only 10 years from now.
Yeah, look, I talk about the three R's as a bit of a shorthand for our ambition, or the way we think about our ambition: reach, size of the audience, revenue, and reputation. And of those three, reputation is the most important. We are proud to be judged on most measures as the most trusted source of international news.
In the world?
Yeah, that is the cornerstone, I think, of reputation. But there are other dimensions in terms of our presentation, the dynamism, the liveliness of our storytelling and so on, and what I term engagement, that I think are also essential to reputation. So I want to hold on to the trust measures that the BBC already enjoys. I want to increase our engagement with audiences, and those are the things that will drive that reputation.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jim Egan, Chief Operating Officer at BBC Global News. And that's about it for us. There's more information on the website, of course, abc.net.au/ Radio National. You can click on the RN homepage. Thanks to producer Kyla Slaven and sound engineer Paul Gough Sterlingwerk on today's effort on the car radio. I'm Richard Addy.